today with Senior Manager Mark Roberts about a new report by the Auditor General for Scotland on the financial performance of the Scottish Police Authority, or the SPA. This is the third year that the Auditor General has reported to the Scottish Parliament about concerns with financial leadership and management at the SPA and what impact this is having on the delivery of policing in Scotland. Mark, can you talk me through the key findings of today's report?
Together, the Scottish Police Authority and Police Scotland are among the largest and most important public bodies in Scotland. The SPA sets the budget and priorities for Police Scotland. Our report today is based on the annual audit of the SPA's accounts for 2015-16. The report highlights weak financial leadership in both the SPA and Police Scotland, and this is a reflection of similar criticisms that's been made in the previous two annual audit reports of the SPA.
Why is it so important that the SPA and Police Scotland make improvements in their financial leadership and management?
Along with the rest of the public sector, the SPA and Police Scotland face considerable financial pressures. That comes at the same time as there are major challenges facing policing. For example, emerging threats such as cybercrime and terrorism, and a need to work more closely with other organisations both inside and outside the public sector to ensure community safety. Together, that presents a very demanding set of circumstances for policing in Scotland.
So what does the financial future look like for the SPA and Police Scotland?
We've estimated that together they could face a cumulative funding gap of almost £190 million by 2020-21. That's the end of the current parliamentary session. This includes the Scottish Government's commitment to maintain a real terms increase in the policing budget for the duration of the current parliament. Given this, there'll be difficult choices ahead for both the SPA and Police Scotland to manage their finances and adapt to future operational challenges.
So what do the SPA and Police Scotland still need to do to address the issues that they face?
The SPA and Police Scotland have begun to take steps to improve both financial leadership and financial management and their governance arrangements. But to date, these haven't really had a chance to have an impact, and more work is needed to let that happen. As one positive step, the SPA has prepared a long-term financial strategy during the course of the last year, which the Auditor General originally recommended to the organisation in 2013. That long-term strategy needs to be refined and updated in the light of future developments, in particular the development of a new long-term vision and strategy for policing in Scotland, Policing 2026, that we expect to see early in the new year.
So what happens next?
The Auditor General will be briefing the Public Audit and Post-Legislative Scrutiny Committee in January. At that point, members of the committee can decide how they want to take the report further. Given the issues that we've reported on this year, the Auditor General has said that she'll report again to the Parliament next year. We'll also report separately in the new year on Police Scotland's I6 ICT programme.
Mark, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.